Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday morning time with the Lord, speaking, hearing, listening, enjoying all the things that God loves to do and longs to do with his children. You and me talking about it. When I say that, I'm reminded of the verse in the Old Testament that says, when two people get together and talk about God, the things of God, an angel writes it down. Somewhere where you're sitting, an angel is sitting next to you, writing down conversations when you talk about the things of God. Isn't that amazing? Okay, well, let's do that today. I'm George Watkins, if you haven't been with us before. And if you just happen to tune by, stay tuned. See what the Lord may say to you today to improve, encourage, and prod you on into your destiny. Okay. Now, I want to talk today about the communication of prayer, but not prayer in the sense of just form, where when we mention the word prayer, many of us have a picture or an idea. It's like saying dog. We all have a different image. I have a little puppy, a little small dog. You have a big dog. You have a black dog, a red dog, a white dog. Well, when we say prayer, many times we have our own conditioned thinking. So let's talk about communicating with the Lord. Caption today is, talking with God improves eyesight. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of examples, but if you haven't taken time to read some of the comments that I make before these broadcasts, do so, because I spend some time listening to the Lord to bring out some description of what I'm hearing in my heart. Some of them are pretty good. I think so. All right. Talking to the Lord improves eyesight. As I was preparing, I was nudged by the Spirit of God to give you a review. Some of you know this, but a review of some of my major changes in life. The first one, and not the first one in the order they come, but perhaps one of the most I lost my word there. It was big, okay, because it's still going on. We had pastored in Southern California in a great charismatic church for a couple of years with a gang, a spiritual gang of 9 pastors. Most of us were younger than the senior, all learning and growing. I'd been on the evangelistic field most of my first 15 years of ministry. So this was God's introduction and training session for me for pastoral life. 2 years and God's launched us out again. And many times a change comes, like the bird, the mother bird gets the baby birds out of the nest. It doesn't always come a vision in the night, an angel speaking to you, but it comes by taking the feathers out of the nest so that you begin to feel the pokies coming through from the thorns, you know. But the feathers are there to keep you from being poked in the night. But when you're in a situation and the change is coming, and God knows there has to be or should be a change, and you're either not listening or you haven't been trained to hear yet, he takes the feathers out and you become miserable, unsatisfied. You can't figure out what's going on. Nothing's happy with you. Well, that happened in California, where the feathers came out of the nest. I began to be wanting to move on. Why? I don't know. I didn't even know where we were going half the, you know, but we did move. The move took us north again and eventually to Virginia, following that desire to minister in the gospel and find a place to do that. Coming back then, after a season in Virginia, we ended up back in Portland and then Mount Vernon. When we came to Mount Vernon, I rented a office room, actually, just an office where I could have some kind of, you know, kind of a sense of having a church, because we were renting just by the hour a dance studio, small group of people that I took over. Small church had been there for a couple of years, and I had preached in that congregation a couple of different times over the years. So here we were, and I took time then. I felt directed by the Lord to spend a fair amount of hours praying in other tongues. It was directly connected to seeing the future. Lord, what am I doing here? What are you going to do for the future? What do you have for us? How should I form or shape or follow this call I have now? When I entered into that time of prayer in other tongues, now remember, we've taught on this before, that we pray mysteries, but then we hear back from the Lord instructions. So it's not just, you know, confused language, but when we obey that command or that directive to pray in the Spirit, not just the Spirit of God, not just the Spirit of the times, not just the, you know, like football night, we're in the Spirit of football. No, it's in the Holy Spirit. When we do that, revelation, inspiration, visions, and direction comes. Now remember, the caption today is, talking to the Lord improves eyesight. After that several hours of praying in other tongues in my rented office, God gave me the direction and the blueprint for what I did for the next 29 years. Not in, you know, four-color detail, but in the overview and the anointing that I would walk in, the things we would do in the church, the flavor and the anointing of the house was revealed. So I talked to the Lord, and God improved my eyesight. That was a major part of our life. 29 years is a pretty good hunk of time for a person's career or his, you know, his or her journey in their job or their passion. Now, I've pastored and ministered and been a traveling speaker a lot longer than that. There have been dozens of those times when I talked to the Lord and he gave me insight and eyesight. Now, when I go into a local church, which I do often, and I have for all this time, I will spend some time talking to the Lord about it. And when I do, I either get a vision in my spirit, in my inner man, or a dream. And in that vision or dream, I can see the occasions that are going to happen, I can hear what God wants to speak. I get direction for the messages or the direction that I'm going to listen for in the Holy Spirit. And I get the timing of what I should do. If I'm there in one service or five services, however long it is, God gives me direction because I talk to the Lord and he gives me insight or eyesight. And that's something. I was in California a few months ago in a great church. As a matter of fact, back to that same church that I was in 45 years ago. And God showed me, because I talked to the Lord, I spent time in the Holy Spirit, God gave me snapshots of those services I was in. And we had some marvelous things that God broke open and revealed and prophesied. Now, my question to you today and my encouragement to you today is, whatever you're facing, and if it's a blank wall, talk to the Lord about it. You say, well, how can I pray? Should I pray, Lord, take down the wall? Lord, you know, destroy the enemy? How should I pray? I would suggest, if you have come to that place where you have been released and baptized and overwhelmed and captivated by the Holy Spirit, where your language now has that heavenly tone and you speak in other tongues, I would suggest you do that so that you can speak unto God and not unto man. And you would speak, your spirit would speak and not your brain. You say, well, there, I know you Pentecostals, you charismatics don't have any brain. You just, no, that's not the point. The point is, our brains and our, you know, our academic skills dominate. If we're not careful and we don't guard it, they will dominate the spirit man. Now, Paul had to learn that, didn't he? He was very educated, highly accredited in the local universities and training centers, but he had to yield to Christ on the road to Damascus when he was out doing evil to the church, and he had to submit himself to another form of revelation. God, the bright light of Jesus blinded his eyes, and he went and was prayed for and was healed, so where he could see then the future. He saw a different picture. His eyes were changed, weren't they? Before that, all he could see was killing Christians or putting them in prison. All he could see was getting rid of those filthy Christians, just destroying the Jewish traditions. Well, after he had an encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus, who are you? And Jesus said, Paul, Paul, why are you still kicking against the pricks, the poke, you know, the point of the spear? Now, when his eyes were opened, then he got on the road to becoming the Apostle Paul. He was a seeker of truth. He was a teacher, a prophet, an apostle, and so forth. All right. Well, my encouragement to you on this Wednesday is, talk to the Lord about it. Talk to the Lord about it. I was raised by two pastors, my mother and father, both of them preachers. And often in some kind of question I was having, or I was in confusion about what to do one way or another in my young life, they would tell me, George, go pray about it. I don't want to pray about it, Dad. Tell me what to do. No, go pray about it. And I would, in some cases, just begrudgingly, you know, go off and spend time with God until God talked to me, or I felt peace, or at least I stopped fussing with stuff and I could relax enough to hear what to do. Be encouraged today. This is a good day to hear the voice of the Lord. And this is a good day to see past the problem, past the obstacle, and see the victory, and see the direction. Amen. You know, it's just so marvelous every time it happens. I'm like, I think I have a statement I use. I'm always blessed, but never surprised. In other words, I'm not surprised God shows up, but I certainly am excited and blessed by it. God will show up. God will speak. And it's always a thrill. So I encourage you, talk to the Lord about it. Not fancy prayers, not long prayers often, but questions. Lord, how long? Which way? What do I do? Give me wisdom. Show me the way. teach me how to do this, Lord. You watch it happen. Amen. Well, happy Wednesday. God bless you today. Thank you for your encouragement back to me, both in comments, and some of you have been nudged by the Holy Spirit to send a financial gift. We receive it in Jesus' name. You can do that through PayPal or the address below. And together, we walk with the King, and we see the fruit of it by having his wisdom, his counsel, his guidance, and of course, never-ending love. Until tomorrow morning, I look forward to seeing you again. God bless.